It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. John Moe's away. I'm Jeff Horwich. Apple televisions, new Facebook features, the latest nifty smartphone app. This is the cool stuff, but let's be honest. Few technologies will have a bigger impact on more people's lives in the near future than a new version of Windows. Windows still runs more than three-quarters of the world's PCs, and Windows 8 is about Microsoft using that existing heft to power its way onto smaller screens, too. Consumers can try out Windows 8 starting Leap Day, February 29th. Joe Wilcox at BetaNews.com says this is not like previous Windows updates.
Windows 8 looks dramatically different from the Windows that you're used to today. Microsoft is trying to, I guess, reinvent Windows for the post-PC era. You'll use it on PCs, but it'll actually be available for many more devices, such as tablets, a screen on your refrigerator in the future.
Wilcox says if you want to get a sense of what it's like, go to a store and play with a Windows phone. Instead of icons, the screen features a series of colored boxes that overlap and relate to one another. It's a design Microsoft calls Metro.
It's kind of fun to use. It's very fast and fluid, the way you touch it and move things around. And Microsoft is really trying to simplify things, make the whole computing experience straightforward and easier in a way actually it's never done before.
Online opinions differ wildly on whether consumers will dig it. Wilcox thinks they will, after getting hooked on swiping, pinching, and zooming the past few years. Businesses, on the other hand.
Many businesses have this approach of if it ain't broke, as they say, don't fix it. And many of them are just now in the process of moving from Windows XP to Windows 7, or will have finished that process when Windows 8 is available. They're not going to be looking to make a change anytime soon, and particularly because the user interface is different and some other things that Microsoft is doing under the hood, it's going to dissuade many businesses from leaping right away.
But this is do-or-die time for Microsoft. Matt Rozoff of Business Insider says the company has lost its safety net. At one time, 95% of devices that connected to the Internet used Windows. Not anymore.
So if you look at last quarter, Apple sold enough iPads to be equal to about 17% of what used to be the PC market. And of course, none of those iPads run Microsoft software. They don't run Windows. They don't run Office. So with Windows 8, Microsoft is trying to both keep its existing Windows customers happy and come up with a really good tablet solution that can take on the iPad.
If you want to have a gander at Windows 8, visit us at marketplacetech.org. We'll single out some helpful sites for you. Sometimes the best way to communicate what you're trying to say is to make a mixtape. And so the president has made one for us on the music streaming service Spotify. Barack Obama's campaign has put out the official playlist for rallies and such throughout the campaign season. Country, easy listening, soul, indie. Appropriately for a playlist, for a campaign tour, it's all over the map. But our technical director, Mark Sanchez, and I looked at this list of titles and thought, there's a speech in there. So here it is, the ultimate campaign speech, built from nothing but titles of songs in President Obama's playlist. Stand up, keep reaching up, keep marching, keep on pushing, roll with the changes. This home, my town, everyday America. Different people, you've got the love. Tonight's the kind of night we take care of our own. The best thing about me is you. You are the best thing. Keep me in mind.
Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get along.
It's Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.